Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. My name is Christina. How may I help you?
Hey, my name is Rebecca King. I actually work at East Alabama Medical Center, and I saw this number on WSFA's news app, actually, and I was calling just to see, like, what this hotline was, what purpose the hotline was serving, so if any of our patients that are calling in have any other questions, we could direct them accordingly.
Yes, ma'am. We are mainly just said letting them know the closest testing facility to them.
Okay.
And, you know, advising them on to make sure they call you guys first.
Okay.
And so forth. We can't really, you know, give out we can give them additional info, like if they have some questions, direct them to other resources like the ADPH website,
okay.
CDC.gov, but it's mainly just to let them know where they can go and get tested for free.
Okay. Well, can I ask you one question while I have you on the phone?
Of course.
We had somebody that called us asking if we knew of anywhere that somebody could get tested to see if they have antibodies to the coronavirus. Do you know of anything about that?
No, but I will give you an email address to give to them, and they may be able to let them know that there.
Okay.
Is it possible to have antibodies to the coronavirus?
Well, I don't know. I think because it's a virus, I think that's what they're thinking. There's supposed to be some type of, like, active immunity to it if they've been possibly infected with it in the past. I think that's what they're thinking.
I heard that, so, you know, that may be possible, but
yeah.
I just didn't know for sure. And I was like, is there something that might protect us against it?
Well, and I know, and that's what a lot of people have talked about. Like, if, because, you know, I don't know. There's been some people that have even already kind of gone through their 14-day quarantine that are symptom free now, and I've even had them ask if it's possible if they could be immune to it now.
Right.
So
I don't think we really know.
We don't really know because it's just too soon. But
right.
I think people that are interested in finding out if they do have, you know, some type of immunity, I think it'd be nice to have a way somewhere to direct them for questions about that.
Right. That would definitely be awesome. So the best. What I would advise is to give them this email address.
Okay.
And they'll definitely be able to point them in the right direction.
Okay.
COVID19info@adph.state.al.us. That's a lot of dots.
I know. I ran out of room. Hold on. adph.state.al.us. COVID19info@adph.state.al.us.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And they can also go, some other resources they've been advising us to give out, were like the CDC's website.
Yes, ma'am.
And adph.org.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'm a nurse, but I'm working in the call center at AAMC, so any information we can gather is helpful.
Thank you so much
we appreciate
y'all.
Y'all
are doing. You,
thank
y'all are
you.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
You're very
Take care. Stay healthy.
You as well. Yes,
right.
Ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.